Studio 360.
What do you have against the family circus?
Okay. You sit down and read your paper, and you're enjoying your entire two-page comic spread, right? And then there's the family fucking circus, bottom right-hand corner, just waiting to suck. And that's the last thing you read, so it spoils everything you read before it.
This is Katie Holmes and Timothy Oliphant in the 1999 movie Go.
You could just not read it.
I hate it, yet I'm uncontrollably drawn to it.
They're talking about the family circus. Most comic strips aren't very cool, but it's about the most uncool one these days.
It's so true. Bill Keane's The Family Circus just isn't funny anymore.
The Family Circus was never funny, Pinky.
The comic strip started in 1960, and it's about an idyllic family, a mother, father, and four adorable small children. What the strip mainly delivers are the kids' cutesy malapropisms and observations.
Don't you remember the time little Jeffy gazed out at the sunset and said, "Look, Mummy, the sun is taking a nap, too." No, the magic is gone.
The cartoonist, Bill Keane, based the characters on his actual kids. Three-year-old Jeffy was modeled on his son, Jeff Keane, who took over the drawing and writing of the strip 8 years ago. But no matter who's drawing it, the family circus has been relentlessly mocked for years as treacly and cloying.
To who? To who? Somebody who just like, "I'm sorry, I need more bitterness in my world." I mean, you don't go to a family circus for bitterness, or I mean, you go to it exactly for that. You know, it's like saying an M&M is too sweet. It's like you're eating an M&M. What's it supposed to be? My name is Linda Berry, and I'm a writer and a cartoonist and a teacher.
Linda Berry got a cult following with her darkly funny strip, Ernie Pook's Comique, which ran in alternative papers for 30 years. She's also the author of lots of graphic novels, memoirs, and other nonfiction books. Her latest, called Making Comics, is based on the exercises she uses in her classes at the University of Wisconsin. And this fall, Berry got one of the MacArthur Genius Grants. So, surprise, she, of all people, goes to the mat for the least fashionable comic of them all.
The Family Circus, my favorite strip in the world. I discovered it as a really little kid in Seattle. I was probably about 4 or 5. It was before I learned to read. So I come from an immigrant family. My mom came from the Philippines. And my dad, who's white, split early on. And we lived in a house with a lot of immigrants, not a lot of books, but we did have the daily paper. So I remember looking at the comics pages because I would always just look at them for the pictures and picking, I think it was 4 or 5 strips that I was going to read for the rest of my life once I learned how to read. Brenda Starr and Dondi, and there were a couple other ones. But Family Circus, that one really meant a lot to me. The Family Circus is a comic strip about a typical white suburban mom and dad and these little kids, Jeffy, Billy, Dolly, and PJ. It stands out right away because it's drawn in a circle. The lines are really, really clean. There's not much to it, and then there's one little line of caption underneath that's usually in a sans serif type. It's just small little things and little things that kids actually say. Dumb little things like Billy wanting his mom, instead of to just write Billy on his lunch sack, he wants her to write Billy the Kid. But not a lot happens. So I kind of learned to read that strip without the words. So I used to just love to look in that circle. And within that circle, there was a family that just looked like they were having a really happy life. And it was sort of the opposite life that I was having in my home. I was born into a family that was really traumatized by the war during the Japanese occupation of the Philippines in World War II. They were in hiding, and none of them came out of it intact. And so my mom, she didn't have a whole lot of love to give me and my brothers. My mom worked at a hospital. She was a janitor at a hospital, but she was a little bit of a kleptomaniac, and she loved scissors. My mom, if you left a pair of scissors in a room with her and you left, you'd come back and you wouldn't know where the scissors were. She stole scissors. And so she worked at a hospital, so she stole all kinds of crazy surgical scissors, little tiny scissors that I stole from her. And I used to use them to cut out all the characters with these little precise scissors. I'd get the comic section out, and my goal was to really be able to cut along that black line, not to cut into their bodies, but not to leave too much paper around them either. And they were perfect because I could hide these characters. You know, my mom had some, I don't know, she had mental issues, I think. And so if she found out that you were attached to anything, she'd take that or do something to it. So these little comic characters were perfect. These little black and white characters, those were my toys. I feel really, really close to all those characters. And to this day, when I see it, I look at it to see what the hell everybody's up to in that strip.
Well, I just opened it right away to seeing Jeffy sitting, and he's just sitting in a pair of shorts, looking to the side. And he has his finger poking into his stomach, and he's saying, "What's supposed to happen when I press my belly button?" Or there's another one of Daddy serving dinner, and everybody has their mashed potatoes on the plate, and Billy's saying to his dad, "No gravy for me, I like mine blank." That is exactly, I mean, kids say stuff like this all the time. Oh, there's another one of Billy carrying PJ on his back, and he's saying, "I'm practicing to be a daddy." I don't know why people think these are are bad strips. I think they're wonderful.
The older I got, the more I found out that it wasn't cool. I didn't think people had a strong feeling about it until I'd be around a bunch of other cartoonists, and I'd mention how much I loved it, and then just how I got teased about it. And then if I'd had a couple drinks and I was around a cartoonist, I was really ready to get into fisticuffs over Family Circus.
Like, how you grew up in a Filipino family, and how can you like that? And it's, you know, this whole thing of white people and they have money. And it's like, I don't care about that. They looked happy. And there was no part of me at age 4 going, well, they're white and they're in the suburbs, so I shouldn't like this. Like, it didn't even occur to me, you know, because most people got attached to Peanuts. But for me, Peanuts never grabbed me. It's nothing wrong with Peanuts, obviously. But there was something about the life that was these depressed kids that was a little too close to how I was already living.
I feel miserable. Nobody likes me.
Family Circus, on the other hand, it was a place I wanted to be, you know, just like in the fairy tales that, you know, fairy tales often are about redemption or some deliverance out of a terrible, terrible situation. I was already in the terrible situation, and that strip was deliverance for me, even if I could just see it. I always felt this happiness, like there's that world exists somewhere, and it's a place I'd like to get to. And then one day I did get there. I had always heard that when you see great art, you burst into tears, right? And I'd always try, right? I'd go to a museum and I'd stare at a painting and really hope that I'd start sobbing from its beauty. It never happened. And then one day I was at the National Cartoonist Society convention. A friend of mine said, "You like Family Circus, right?" And I go, "Yeah." And they introduced me to Jeff Keane. And that's when I burst into tears, and it was very ugly. It was me turning red and like drooling and snot coming and me walking toward Jeff and him backing up like, "What the hell is going on with this chick? Like, I love you so much." He actually thought I was joking because he also knew that it was an uncool strip. But I mean, when I shook his hand, part of the reason I was crying so much was I realized I had crossed into the circle. I'd stepped into it. And the way I did it was by drawing a picture. That's the whole reason I got to meet him and touch his hand, is because I drew a picture and I became a cartoonist. The beautiful thing is he actually drew me, and I got to be in the strip one day as a character. And it looks just like me, except for I'm a little kid. Oh, I love looking at it. So it's Jeffy as a little kid. He was also a redhead. I was a redhead. And looking at his father, Bill, and I'm standing next to him, and I look just like me. You can tell it's me. I always wear a little bandana tied, and there's my red hair, and I'm wearing jeans and a shirt just like I do. And he has me holding a sketchbook. And Jeffy's saying to Bill Keane, Daddy, this is Linda. We decided to be best friends, even though she's a girl. When I saw that, it was a shock and a beautiful shock. He did this thing when he gave me the original. He talked to me like I was part of this world, you know, and he put his arm around me. He says, see, you look like you belong. You look like you've always been in it. It just amazes me. The whole thing amazes me that you can be attached to something and then be part of it. And then also be willing to just fight anyone who tries to say a bad word about those people. I really love having that little scruffy cousin attitude. Don't you talk bad about my friends. Right now, it just seems like it's really difficult to find what's beautiful and incredible about the world. It's a very stressful time. But the fact is that all of us are born into a world that is full of characters, just full of characters. And humans have this really interesting ability to find the characters that they need. I don't know, I feel like I've got the family I wanted. Or the family that I needed. Family Circus gave me the family that I needed at the time when I needed it. And I think that that's what the best art can do. And the best art can be in the oddest little place, including in a little circle in the corner of a comics page that's delivered to a poor family's house, you know, in Seattle. I mean, I just think about my little paper boy running by and throwing that paper up onto my porch and throwing life toward me. You know, every day after he was done with school, he'd throw some life toward me.
Linda Barry is a cartoonist, writer, and professor at the University of Wisconsin. Her new book, Making Comics, is out now. Our story was produced by Evan Chung and scored by Tommy Bazarian. So what's something you like that's unpopular or is just really surprising that somebody like you liked something like that? That is your guilty pleasure. Tell us about it in an email or voice memo and send it to incoming@studio360.org.